Yo, 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 check it out. This is the rapper Big Pooh, live and direct right now. You're checking out the Hip Hop Digest Show. Yeah.
It's your rig, son?
Yeah.
Open her up. Let's see the manifest. Yeah. Placing you under arrest for transporting alcoholic beverages across state lines without the proper permits.
And that means, you dumb cowboy, you know trucking Coors beer east of Texas is bootlegging? This here's Georgia side.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kirk G.
And of course, it's Ezo Grizzio, even though I'm on some tequila tonight, get my little Mexico on. But big things happen in the hip hop, man. And one of the biggest things that I can tell you right now is we have somebody on the line here that's worldwide, all the way from the land down under. My man,
yeah,
Rob from Uncut. What's up, fam?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's good?
It's a pleasure to join you this evening.
No doubt. Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest.
Thank you. Hopefully, we can upset some people.
Well, we on par for that lately.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Yeah, no doubt. So before we get started, Rob, why don't you go ahead and tell our audience who you are and how you get down?
All right. So I started doing a rap blog in the kind of early period, I think 2004 I started up, but I didn't really get it going until late 2005, 2006, so it was part of that kind of first, early wave of hip-hop blogging, and, that whole kind of era, Byron Crawford, Dallas Penn, Nah Right, all that kind of stuff, so that was, I'm still hanging on by a thread. I ain't getting any younger, I'll tell you that.
Now nobody is.
No doubt.
So, Rob, we're going to get the pleasantries out of the way. Rob Uncut, you can give us your personal, not a historical list, your personal top three or five MCs, how you see it.
Like present day or all time?
All time. All time. Your personal.
Right. It could be some underground cat nobody ever heard of.
Cool G Rap is the be all and end all of this little thing called rap music, as far as I'm concerned. So he's the best to ever do it. He's like the best MC for me. And then I'd say LL Cool J, best rapper of all time, and then probably Spoonie G. Just as far as being the innovator of just he just brought his kind of storytelling and that kind of stuff, he brought to the game. That's probably my top three.
Okay.
All right. That's a damn shame. You got people here in the United States. It's probably who, what? And you got my man in Australia and knowing that kind of history, B. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's your personal top three, and I ain't mad at it at all, but damn, we slipping over here. We slipping on the history, B.
You know how I go, man.
That's true.
You know how I go. We always want something new and shiny.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So, all right.
Yeah. And, of course, number four would be a little poopy.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Lord.
Yes, sir. We have to send you out to the dingoes.
Comedy is everywhere.
All right.
Let's get in these topics, B.
All right. So let's get right in. First up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. This Kid Cudi goes ape. And I do mean ape on Kanye West and Drake. Basically talking about, again, the same old topic about people writing other people's rhymes. Now, Kid Cudi, for his point, I'm not talking about that central topic because I don't give a fuck. But I think the important topic is that I was told by a certain DMV rapper who will be unnamed that Kid Cudi makes music for his generation.
Ouch. I'm okay? glad you didn't say
he
his name.
That said that knows who he is.
He does. And now, you know, I would have predicted back then that Kid Cudi now would be outside the whip. And he is. Now, for Kid Cudi, he wants to know why he can't get credit considering that he wrote the majority of Kanye West's 808 Heartbreak. How come
you want credit for that?
Yeah, Kid Cudi want credit for that. And is pissed why he can't get credit, because a lot of today's MCs, if you want to even call them that.
No, don't call them MCs.
Okay, a lot of today's guys and gals who make that type of music certainly point to 808 and Heartbreak to say that was the start for them. Kid Cudi's out the whip, Kurt G. Why is he out the whip?
He's out the whip because he didn't know how to behave. You got to know your place in this game. He wants credit. He's a ghostwriter, and he should have stayed in the ghostwriter's place if he wanted to keep getting any kind of money in this game or type of respect from his peers. He's been flushed.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, you know, Kid Cudi. Yes, your boy, right? Swerving?
No, sir. No, sir. And I'm saying that, you know what I think? I see it a scenario as, for those lot of people that did like 808, you know what I'm saying? Kanye got accolades for that. And he's sitting there like, damn, I wrote that shit.
He should have said something then if he wanted credit.
But he probably couldn't say anything because he's not in them liner notes.
No, he's not. And I guess the point is, I think the ultimate point is, again, for me, whether he gets credit for 808 or not is irrelevant. Whether he influences people like, you know, Gambino and Travis Scott and Drake, fuck that. Okay. Kid Cudi wasn't that good to begin with. Okay. And me being told that he makes music of his generation was an overstatement by a certain DMV rapper.
MC.
I love you though, son. I mean, that's not hyperbole. I love son, but I knew he was wrong back then in today's, and it proves it because everybody's throwing Cudi under the bus and oh well, another one.
Vroom, vroom.
Well, maybe you should stick to that rock band thing you had. Was it Wizard?
There you go.
Remember that?
There's money in them live shows.
Yeah. Him and Little Wazy and Little John can just get the whole
band back together.
Electric guitars happening. Yeah, just like do some stadium. Get Aerosmith happening. You know, they can do like a stadium.
Be careful. They might need you to set that up.
Yeah, the name of the band's gonna be called Washed Up.
Oh.
Ooh, that's crazy. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. This is a big one for you, Kurt G. We're going to stick to allegedly.
Okay.
Allegedly, did State Property members ghostwrite Beanie Siegel's Jada Kiss diss records?
Ouch.
Your boy Petey Crack is getting interviewed and saying that Petey Crack was getting interviewed and stopped short of saying that Siegel was using ghostwriters from the whole State Property label group, but it is clear that certain, you know, maybe catchphrases were written by other people and weren't straight from Beans. Now, Swervin, I like Beans. I don't know how you ever felt about Beans. Let's just say it's true. You too, Kurgy. Let's say it's true. You too, Robbie. Let's say it's true. If you like Beans, you got to take Beans down a notch, a couple of notches.
Well, maybe not for that one record.
If it's just one record, I'm gonna give him just a small pass, because if you're supposed to be nice with it, you should be. It shouldn't matter. You don't need other niggas in the room with you.
Robbie, how you feel about ghostwriting?
I mean, my whole thing is, I take it back to the days when it was like, you know, the back of the Biz Markie album. It was like Side B written by Antonio Hardy. That was pretty much just like you knew what was going on. It's like, all right, Big Daddy Kane wrote half this album. I'm happy with that. It was straightforward. There was none of this like rumor, gossip, chatty Cathy kind of thing of who wrote what. It said it on the back of the record, and it's like, yeah, Big Daddy Kane wrote some good stuff for Biz. You know, it was straightforward.
Yeah, Big Daddy Kane.
That's not ghostwriting.
Yeah, and
that's what I mean. He just wrote for him because he's a great writer. So let's just keep it on the level and just say, yep, this person wrote for me. They're a good songwriter. Boom.
No doubt.
None of this like. whispers and, you know, who did this. Like, it's just like, just put it on the back of the record.
But we keep talking about that, but in hip hop is a totally different beast than any other kind of music. Because hip hop didn't start by somebody writing somebody's rhyme where they talking about they the best. Well, somebody stole some lyrics back then.
Yeah, you got it. If you're starting at Rapper's Delight, Rapper's Delight was stolen lyrics.
Well, yeah, he one part of them was stolen,
right?
That we know of, but that's still, you know. And again, we could say that all day, but there's many, many other MCs from that time that was writing their own shit and was talking about how great they were. Right.
Hip hop's such a braggadocio type of thing where people, anything you hear people say, you assume that they the ones that wrote it and they're talking about themselves or dreaming about something they could have. Right. And to say that somebody else wrote that, it takes you down a peg.
Right. Yeah, and somewhere along the way, that ghostwriting came into play. And because again, we're not saying that Big Daddy Kane, Mr. Antonio Hardy, was ghostwriting, because it was listed that he wrote that shit. That's not ghostwriting. Right.
Okay, B.
We can accept that.
B, if you just heard my rhymes, we're going to have to fight because I just, made the motherfuckers up last night. Okay, see, what we're getting down to here is that who belongs, let's say, in a loosely historical list of top MCs. Now, I'm not a conspiracy person, right?
You say you're not.
But I'm feeling... I'm feeling a conspiracy.
Wow. Oh, shit. Okay, I'm feeling. I'm gonna play the lottery today.
Yeah, I'm feeling a conspiracy. Other than our guest, Mr. Uncut, a lot of these blogs, these Dick Ride blogs, are written by young people. They're written and edited by young people, much younger than us. And I do believe that all of this is still trying to set up a one Canadian citizen. Okay, they're trying to set him up. Okay, so you're going to have articles with niggas, I got an interview from so-and-so and such and this and that.
So they're basically trying to bring everybody else down a peg.
Yes.
So they can prop him up.
So they can sit your boy up.
See, now one of your heroes has got ghostwriters too. See, their Beanie Siegel doesn't write all of his stuff either.
Right. And I know you love Beans, and I do love Beans. And there's no question about it. And if Beans was using ghostwriters, I'm bringing him down. See, because I'm not afraid to hold Bean accountable.
Oh, of course. Of course. But again, we're talking about that diss record. We're talking about, you know, there probably was some collaboration. It was probably all sitting there smoking, getting high, thinking about what the hell they could say. And like, yo, that would be dope. But if on his album, you got that going on? Yeah, you got to come on back, bro.
I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe, as Kerr G would say. Not falling for it. I'm just not, because again, I know, and I know it's a conspiracy, but I know all these young blogs, all written by young people, trying to prop up their guy. Because you know what? A lot of them bet on Kid Cudi, and they lost.
I'm still tripping that it took you all these years to admit that you got a little bit conspiracy brother in you.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
We'll have you believing in chemtrails soon, buddy.
Yeah. That fluoride in the water.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
No doubt. No doubt.
But back to the Beanie Sigel thing. I mean, you know, but he's also part of a lot, like, you know, so basically, like, his weed carriers were writing for him, and he's a weed carrier, so that's like second degree weed carrying. That's like the hierarchy. That's what happens, so, you know, everything's got its place.
Wow,
second degree weed carrier.
That's incredible, yo. You know, things like that, yo. I'm gonna. Who is those niggas that the Uchiwali? Who is them niggas that Nas was fucking with?
Yeah,
Bravehearts.
Yeah, Bravehearts, weed carriers.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's incredible.
Man, like, if anybody can actually admit to listening to that entire Braveheart CD from start to finish without skipping, like, I'll give them $100. Like,
I didn't even like Uchiwali. I did not like that album at all.
Let me say it again. Period. I've said it on this show.
I thought it was trash.
That Uchiwali beat is stupid, yo. I love that beat.
Man.
Well, I was thinking about it, though.
I was like, what are you doing, Nas?
$100, though.
Yeah. I can't do it.
That's $100 Australian, so I don't know what it's worth. It's probably worth about $5.
He got you on that swerve.
Compared to the American dollar, though.
Yo, that's what's up, man. He said, we carriers. That's funny. Yo, shout out to Junior Mafia.
And Snoop, too.
Okay. Wow. You know, but weed carriers are an important part of the food chain. So, you know, they...
Yes, indeed.
People always think that, like, I'm disrespecting people by calling them weed carriers, but they're an essential part of the hip-hop food chain, you know, that you need the weed carriers to carry the weed and you know, go and get people like a
they got to take the gun charges and everything.
Yes, right, sir.
Right. That's right. Someone's got to take those assault charges if there's, like, you know, a dust up in front of Hot 97. You need someone to take the rap. So people have got to play their part.
Oh, that's incredible.
Those personalities kind of fast these days, so.
That's right.
It might
be
good.
All right. Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest. Nelly fans look to stream Hot in Here 280 million times.
Oh, it will get hot in here.
Yeah, it will get hot, and it is hot in here, just the fact that I can say this. Your boy Nelly, the problem is that Nelly owes $2.5 million to the IRS from back taxes.
Another one. Another one.
Plus another $150,000 in state taxes. So there was a gentleman.
He said, fuck St. Louis, too?
Yeah, he did. There was a gentleman by the name of Brian Josephs at Spin Magazine who figured out the calculations that if Nelly fans streamed Hot in Here exactly 280 million times, he would make enough money to pay his taxes.
Damn.
I'm not contributing.
Neither am I. On top of that, you got to realize Nelly is worried about it because in recent memory, you got to remember Fat Joe, Mary J. Blige, Tiger, Lil Wayne, T.I., Mace, Nas are all the people who basically felt the hand of God from the IRS.
And I feel like busting loose.
There's your man, Nelly. You know, and him and Jordan do our partners on the basketball team. He can call up Michael and get that money. Yeah, Mike, can I get a loan?
Mike ain't giving nobody shit. Are you kidding?
Just asking. You know?
Nelly going to have to, he going to have to parlay those spins, B, for those plays for pay. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
But he needs to call up, find out who Wesley Snipes' lawyer was for that. Remember, he tried to, like, fight the IRS, saying it was
unlawful. Yeah, but Wesley got though.
He lost that shit, right?
Yes, yeah, he did.
You don't want his
Wesley
lawyer.
Jail.
You don't want that lawyer.
No.
But maybe, like, Nelly could bring out his own range of, like, Nelly branded Band-Aids. You know how you always used to have, like, the Band-Aid on his face? That was his, like, signature look.
Wasn't it with that pimp juice or crunk juice or some shit like that?
Pimp juice.
All those businesses are now defunct. Okay, it doesn't work. Okay.
Damn, I bet you his cable bill paid, though. Just saying.
Yo, I'm sorry. I love poking the bear, yo. I mean, Nelly, you know, Nelly's a pompous motherfucker.
He's pretty, man.
Yeah, he's a pompous motherfucker, and he's running around here and shit, you know, all willy-nilly and shit. Yeah, I hope nigga does 6 months.
Damn, B!
I ain't wishing that on nobody.
You putting him in jail?
I'm sorry. Yeah, you on your own with that.
Man, I'm sorry. Look, hold on. He's been in entertainment long enough, okay, to know that somebody's going to check his taxes.
Damn, okay? Killer. You sure you ain't trolling lately, B? This is like 3 weeks in a row, man.
Damn, B.
I'm not trolling.
You trying to send a brother to jail?
I like to see.
He, put it this way. He's going to put himself in jail. He didn't pay his taxes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Let's put the responsibility where
you know,
it is.
Many have gotten off.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, if he's got the right lawyer, he ain't have to worry about it. But if he doesn't, I hope he does 6 months. Because I bet next time he pays his taxes.
Wow.
Yeah,
what
do
you think, Robin?
Maybe he can get that guy from St. Lunatics that wears the Phantom of the Opera mask to, like, to smuggle him in some cigarettes to jail or whatever. He can put him under the mask. Like a little commissary.
Good luck with that, son.
Boy, we are doing it tonight. We Carriers International.
Oh, carrying cigarettes under the mask.
Straight from the Outback.
Incredible. Next stop we're going to Hip Hop Digest is Beastie Boys to commemorate the 30th anniversary of License to Ill with a vinyl reissue. Produced by Rick Rubin, an all-time classic. There you go, right there, up on the mantelpiece right there, G.
Oh, yeah.
The album covers.
There's going to be some happy white boys all over the world right now.
Hey, look, you know what? White or
everyone loves the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, it was great. Hey, white or otherwise, License to Ill is one of those records. And, you know, if you already in the know, you should have the album. You don't have to worry about the reissue, as I got right here. I might post a pic, swerving.
Gotcha.
So, congratulations to the Beastie Boys. You know what I'm saying?
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, MCA, no doubt.
Yeah. It was a important moment in cracker rap. Let's be honest.
Damn!
They put cracker rap on the map, and you know we're forever thankful. Without them, we would have never had Limp Bizkit or Crazy Town.
Oh man, I'm not gonna put Limp Bizkit or Crazy Town on Beastie Boys.
No,
no, I can't. I can't let you get away with that.
I'm just messing around. Of course, all due respect. That album was incredible. Like that was probably the first hip hop album I ever heard when I was a little kid, so I can't knock them.
So anyway, that's what's good. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is this is for you, Swervin. Pay attention. Need you to pay attention. Ninth Wonder defends new school rappers against criticism from the old heads. Now we're not gonna go deep into who he, you know, back and forth. We already talk about these guys enough. We're talking about the young guys who can't rhyme. But we want to hold Ninth Wonder to a higher standard, okay? Ninth Wonder, it was one particular statement that he said in his long Twitter rant. He was like, if you interview guys in their 40s.
That's us.
About who Sequence is or rap going on in 1978, nobody would pass the test. Now, Ninth Wonder, much as I respect you, you're wrong. Because I don't give a fuck what the fans know or don't know, okay? As an artist of your caliber, I'm sure you know the history, but yo, this thing, hip-hop, you know, we're going to continue to, in my estimation, advance and survive. We must put forth a standard. You're right. Ninth Wonder is correct. I'm not going to argue, you know, to a 14-year-old about Kodiak Black.
It's Kodak Black, sir.
Kodak or whatever. That bastard, he can't rhyme right. I can't produce his name right.
Damn.
He said if he can't rhyme right, you ain't going to produce his, pronounce his name right.
He might have been born to a mom and dad, B.
But they didn't name his ass Kodak, though. Or Kodiak.
Well, I mean, there's a whole lot of people that their parents didn't name them some shit, but
he had a mom and dad. You're right.
But my question is, what do we think about this? You know, there's certain guys, and Ninth Wonder, it's not surprising. He's done this before. It's going to defend these guys who are allegedly being, let's say, I don't know, defamed by people who don't agree with their music or people putting out an opinion. I mean, these are the type of guys that said, fuck Pete Rock, though, right?
Yeah.
Do I have to put the four words on him?
Well,
panda,
B,
panda.
Me, no, I'm just
panda bear. B,
no, I'm just being serious. You got Ninth Wonder. Literally, on the one hand, he's right. I'm not arguing with teenagers about what they like. I don't care about what they like. Okay, but damn it, Ninth, can they rhyme or not?
No.
Well,
they can't.
Are they on any of his productions?
Nah, I'm asking Robbie. Robbie, what do you think? Is it outrageous?
Well, I think Ninth Wonder is overrated anyway. I don't even I'm not even a fan of that dude, to be honest. So
Mac,
that dude, he's got those like 100 snares. He's got that like Fruity Loop snare sound. That was trash, man.
Mac, ouch.
I'm not saying that he hasn't, like, he has done some good stuff, but he's very overrated. Like the quantity of like good beats and trash beats that he's done, the trash beats outweigh the good, I'm afraid. So Ninth Wonder, not Conservative Rap Coalition approved.
Ouch. See that's what I'm talking about, holding people accountable. Okay, so ouch. Here you go, Rob. Here you go, Rob from Uncut, holding Ninth Wonder to a certain standard.
It's a lot of people listen to this show that love Ninth Wonder,
and that's all right though. But I'm just saying. See that, but we have to live. But we have to be able to live in a certain truth. Now, I don't agree with Rob. I gotta be honest with you. I don't agree with you on that level. But all that being stand for, if I were to ask you, the current pop people who are making music, because you're black and they put a microphone again under your mouth and you stand on an audience, stand on a stage with a beat playing, doesn't make you an MC. That's a stereotype.
If you're trash, you're trash.
Right. And I think that Ninth Wonder, I think that anybody who has an opinion like Ninth Wonder, again, I'm not personally trying to convince kids what they should like.
Well, let me ask your old ass a question.
All right.
What determines trash?
To me, it's just simple, okay?
If you're talking to me, I'm going to tell you that trash is any nigga that it has no rhyme skills. It's trash. No matter how much I like your beat, how much I like the production, if you ain't got no rhyme skills, it's trash.
Okay.
Yo, son, niggas is mumbling and grunting.
I mean,
what are we talking about?
But see, that's trash to our generation.
Okay.
But the younger generation eats that shit up.
The younger generation can have been fed
trash for so long, they like it now.
Right. The younger generation, actually, to be honest with you, the younger generation can have that, although we may provide an antidote for that later. But they can have that. But what the younger generation is ultimately going to say that, oh, you know what? They were right. What we were doing wasn't hip hop. See, that's my goal.
Okay.
That's my goal. Whether they fuck it, they can have it. But what you're going to end up saying is that's not hip hop. That's some other shit. You can coin it and call it what you want, but it's not hip hop.
Right. Okay. I'm with you. I just wanted to, because we always talk about trash, but we never really define. But Kurt G, you just did a wonderful job, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is a companion topic. Speaking of Kodiak Black.
Kodak.
Kodak Black. He's, and this is the key thing. You talk about kids and kids liking that. You know, as most of us who are complaining about this music are older, okay, there is a generational gap. I get it. But as a parent, I think that you need to be fully educated, fully involved, okay? Mr. Black, Mr. Kodiak, is signed to Atlantic Records, okay? You know, Atlantic Records has a ridiculous history. Let me talk about some of the artists in the past who were signed to Atlantic Records. Aretha Franklin, Ray Charles, Wilson Pickett, Sam and Dave, Ruth Brown, Otis Redding. Okay? Okay? Now these niggas is pumping Kodiak Black. Okay?
That's his name. Fuck it. I'm not even going to correct
him. Exactly. Okay. I'm done. It's whatever he says.
Them niggas is pumping Kodiak Black. Okay?
Why do you think they're doing that, King Killer?
Mr. Black is pretty popular, I would assume.
Exactly. And popular equates to what?
Money here. He, you know what? He ain't selling that many goddamn records.
Well, when do you know a label to sign somebody who's on some bullshit?
B.
And I'm not talking about their music. I'm talking about the money making.
But just to hear the names, how do you go from Aretha Franklin to this?
What I'm telling you,
it's a different world.
B. But what I'm telling you as a parent, if you're feeling helpless, I'm just telling you, this is Atlantic Records who's doing this right now. Okay, who the CEO is a gentleman by the name of Craig Kalman. Okay,
he's
the CEO. You know what? And you'll never guess where he came from. He was the owner and founded Big Beat Records.
Wow.
Okay, you know who Big
Beat Records. All right, Craig. Had the artifacts and all that on there.
Yes.
Damn. You know your history, sir.
Yes, let me run through some of the people who was dealing with Mr. Kalman when he was over at Big Beat. You have Biggie, Lil' Kim when they were under that under label, Undies. Yes, you had Changing Faces. You had Robin S. You had Junior Mafia, Artifacts, Jomanda, Double X Posse, Inner Circle,
yeah.
The Bucketheads, Jay Williams, hell, Florida, Quad City DJs.
Damn.
Okay. That's where he came from.
Oh, and that Supercat, that Don Dada song, Kenny Dope. Maybe he had that one with
Yes, I love it. You know your history.
Yes, that was also on Big Beat Records, no doubt. So, again, I'm just putting the names out there. The CFO is a woman by the name of Samantha Schwann.
Damn, she's getting under the bus,
She's getting under the bus because I bet you she don't let her kids listen to Kodak.
Ooh.
Okay? Gene Nelson. also the head A&R over there at African American Music. The super A&R? The super A&R.
This dude got a roster.
Let's let them all taste a little bit of the bus.
I'm just saying, look, I'm going to give a shout out to Daisha because she woke me up last week, okay? What we used to do on the Digest is really just start get down to the nitty gritty. Okay, your parents want to know who to blame or who to write to. You write to these motherfuckers.
Well, they got to look in the mirror too, though, B.
Hey, but they going to look in the mirror.
For the ones that talk about tired of this shit on the radio, tired of all this bullshit, right. That's who you need to be writing to. Exactly. Write to these motherfuckers here. Don't get at Kodiak or Kodak. Don't get at him. He's not the problem.
Yo, that bitch he's smallpox, yo. He's just a symptom.
He's not the disease.
Damn, fuck your feelings, vote.
So thank you, Daisha, for bringing things back to focus.
Okay. Damn. Let's continue to talk about Mr. Black since we're talking about him. He's got some legal issues. You know that, right?
Nope.
You think? I'm quite sure he's a jail nigga, right?
Okay, here we go. This is the Kodiak Black edition of Count in the Amount. Okay, this isn't even off his lyrics. Hell, this is just public record. 2015, Black was arrested in Pompano Beach, Florida, charged with robbery, battery, false imprisonment of a child, and possession of cannabis.
And that was 2015?
That was 2015.
Free walking around?
He's out right now.
Damn.
In April of 2016, Mr. Black was arrested in, Hallandale Beach, Florida, charged with possession of a weapon by a convicted felon, possession of cannabis, fleeing from officers. The following month, he was arrested in Broward County, Florida, and charged with armed robbery, false imprisonment.
And he's not in jail
and
yet.
And he's out.
And he needs some weed carriers. Right. He needs weed carriers. Because why is he not?
Weed holders.
Right, because he keeps getting caught with his cannabis. He's been done for
possession of cannabis twice.
Right. He needs weed holders.
To carry that fanny pack around.
Yo, the streets might be thinking that that's too much of a coincidence to be getting caught all like that and not be in jail. You know what I'm saying?
The fuck? He must be got trials pending. Gotta be.
Or...
You thinking? You thinking inform?
Uh oh. Well,
Billy Goat Gruff, you don't want to eat me. I got a big brother.
Is out there singing like he's auditioning for an R&B contract or something? You're trying to say?
Man, tweet.
Wow, that's what's up, no doubt. So I got a couple questions for our guests, yo. And first of all, this is just me, yo. I mean, I'm happy to have you on. I have been a fan of your writing for an awful long time, and Kurt G can vouch on that.
Yes, on plenty of shows, he said you are the best writer in the blogosphere. Your articles, you write the best articles.
Yes, I have been.
You're too kind.
Yeah, I have been a big fan, and I guess I'd like to know: do you have a favorite article or person, you know, in this wonderful world of hip hop that you have interviewed that sticks out for you, memorable?
There's been, I don't know, like interviewing Just Ice was pretty crazy because he was just like high as hell, drunk. Like he was just like yelling at me, hanging up the phone, telling me about his wife. You know, like that was hilarious. But you know, that was also like I think I needed therapy after that. That dude was just like he was just completely mental. But as far as like, I think probably my favorite is still the DJ Kenny Parker, who was KRS-One's brother. I spoke to him for maybe like 3 hours over the phone, and he ran me through the whole story of what happened with the PM Dawn incident at the club, you know, in exquisite detail. And then he also was just telling me stories about the aftermath of that, and just about stories about growing up with KRS. And that was pretty much like, that blew my mind, just hearing that kind of stuff. Because he often saying that, you know, because when he talked to KRS-One, he's just like, he goes on these rants and stuff. So to hear this story of like, you know, KRS-One as a kid, but from his brother's perspective, that was like really that was amazing just to hear that, you know. I really enjoyed that. So,
well, I have a question for you, because again, I want the listeners to understand you are in Australia, which is on the other side, really the literal other side of the world
for us.
Right. You are a hip hop fan. How the hell did that happen?
It just goes back to what we were saying before about I think, you know, a kid in my street had the Beastie Boys tape, License to Ill, And I was like probably 12 years old, I think. And I heard, you know, I'm just like, he's playing it. And I'm just hearing the sounds of the drum machines and the scratching. And I'm just like, damn, that sounds crazy. You know, I'm just like, let me hear that. And then once I, you know, I checked that out. And then the next thing I knew, I was, you know, checking out, you know, BDP and, you know, Just Ice, Stetsasonic, Public Enemy, all that kind of, all the you know, amazing music that was out in 87, 88. And I just became, you know, just I just wanted to learn more and more about it. And yeah, I, you know, because obviously it was such a different you know, it was such a different experience to what was going on in Australia. It was just fascinating just hearing about these neighborhoods and, you know, the Bronx and Queens. I'm like, oh man, I got to go and visit these places one day. And you know, I finally got to in 2011, so that was good.
And with that being said, man, I'm gonna flip it to what's going on now, like as far as trap music and all that kind of stuff. How does that translate to folks on your side of the world?
Well, I mean, yeah, people are into that kind of stuff over here as well. But I think because everything happens faster now, and you know the way that you know, everyone can just watch stuff on YouTube or whatever the day it comes out. So I think there's everyone's kind of on the same page, the same as fashion, and you know, like if you think about like what was happening in Australia in 1987, it was like if you could get like a good pair of Nikes, that was like a big deal, or you could get a tape of a, you know, a Red Alert show or something, that was like huge. But you know, now you can just get everything at your fingertips. So I think it's you know, it's not like everything's really so accessible to everybody now. So like kids here are listening to the same stuff, they're listening to the same trash music that people are over there now, the day it comes out. You know, because that's just the way of the world now, you know what I mean? Everything's so instant.
Yeah, like you said, click of the finger, you're in there.
Order records from a store and wait like a couple of months for it to get here and that kind of stuff. Like if I wanted to get Critical Beatdown, I was like, got to go order it from a special import store and, you know, just take a day off school, go listen to that shit. Right. You know what I mean? Now,
is there still a heavy influence
on, you know what I mean?
Of what,
like,
we
a whole
consider real hip hop?
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that.
I'm sorry, I said, is there still an influence of what we consider real hip hop, like real MCs? Like, does Royce da 5'9" get play over there? Does Do the Roots or Black Thought? I mean, that real hip hop that we consider real, you know, that reach our standard, does that get play over there?
Yeah. I mean, there's still, you know, people on the, you know, like, we still have many members of the Conservative Rap Coalition are active over here, holding the flag, so for the good stuff. So, you know, but yeah, of course, then the kids are going to listen to you know, they're listening to the stuff they like. But what can you do? But what's up with my girl Iggy Azalea? Is she I haven't heard from her for a while.
You probably won't.
Yeah, she should be
out back there on the block by now, right?
Yo, that's over. I mean, that's over.
She's done, exposed.
Yeah, and plus, she broke up with your boy too, so it's over now. So
yes.
So Robbie, so let me get into your pick your brain continually on situations. I know you had a strong opinion on Ninth Wonder. So can you talk about your top three producers? Is there any guys who make beats, music, from a hip hop perspective that you're a fan of?
Oh yeah. I mean, I think this, like, just. Just before I answer that, I mean, the thing about with Ninth Wonder, like, yeah, the thing is, like, that dude has made some great beats, but I think he's also just, he had those kind of real tinny ass drums, man. That was really my problem with him. So, but you know, I'm not trying to say that I'm not saying he's trash, but I'm just saying that, yeah, he's not at the level of like someone like Alchemist or someone like that. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
That dude is, you know, I think he's really been holding the torch for that kind of sound that I'm really into. So, you know, not everything that he does is great either, but when he nails it, he really knocks it out the park. And you know, unfortunately, a lot of the kind of the you know, your Pete Rocks and your Premieres and those kind of guys, you know, they obviously peaked a long time ago, unfortunately. So, you know, I find their kind of output from the last 5 to 10 years has been workmanlike. Right, it's not really exciting anymore, the stuff they're doing. They're kind of going through the motions. So that's why I'm looking to people like Rock Marciano and stuff like that. They're kind of The stuff that he's putting out, that's what's exciting, what Carr's doing. You know, those kind of Aguilar, like that new Aguilar album was incredible. Bo, Legend of the Water Dragon, like stuff like that. That's the kind of stuff I'm into. But yeah, like as far as like my top three producers of all time, I would have to say Marley Marl, Sed G, and 45 King.
Okay, that's what's up. All right,
nice. That's incredible. Yeah, I will say I agree with you 1,000%. On my personal list, Rock Marciano is way up there. That's my man. I love Rock Marciano.
Yep. So many. Real. You know what I'm saying? Black Milk, Dilla. I mean, come on. We can go for a while on that.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So, ain't no question about it. But anyway, before we get out of here, and we do not want to forget the Kurt G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
All right. This week, we got Afro and Marco Polo. Afro Polo.
Oh, shit. I didn't know Marco Polo had something coming out.
No, that's out. That's out there. Okay. And we got the other guy's Life and Analog. That's the other guy's Life and Analog. And the instrumental joint is Jeeps Looking Words. Jeeps Looking Words.
Okay. Swervin, what you got?
I just want to tell Robbie, catch a head of thunder.
Oh, who's that? No, that's that Men at Work joint.
Men at Work.
Yes.
You better run. You better take cover.
Yeah, like you know that those dudes got sued because the person that was like an old kind of nursery rhyme kind of thing.
Damn.
They ripped off the tune for that, and then they had to pay like a few million dollars to somebody.
Wow.
They got done. But like it happened 20 years after the song came out, so it was kind of there a bit. One of those late pass kind of lawsuits.
Wow.
Them folks be waiting in the cut for that money, boy.
He's sitting around waiting. I'll give it one more year.
Yeah, no doubt. But definitely appreciate you being on here, man. And well actually, tell people where they can catch you at. Tell them what's your website and all that kind of stuff so they can see you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, the site's uncut.com. So that's UNKUT.com. I'm also the president and founder of the Conservative Rap Coalition, which is a very, you know, we're kind of like the Mitt Romney rap, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of championing non-progressive East Coast elitism in music, and you know,
it seems like something just, we need to be down with.
No doubt. So I think you gentlemen would you'd be proud members of this organization.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, I want to be a card carrying member.
Yes.
Any shout outs for your folks? Because you know you gotta tell them that you are here. So any shout outs for your folks?
Nah, fuck them. Okay. The other thing I wanted to say, I've just finished like a book as well, which is I don't know. I'm waiting on the artwork for that, but it's like a collection of interviews, some of which were on my site, and then a lot of stuff that no one's ever seen before. So that's going to be coming out probably start of next year. It's called Past the Margin, A Decade of Uncut. So that's just got some real crazy interviews in there with like just really in depth kind of stuff. So for people that still like books, I got you covered. Take
no
it back.
Doubt.
Oh, wow, that's doubt. Incredible.
All right. Robbie, if you need somebody to read it on iTunes, holler at me.
Yeah.
All right. I got you.
Yeah, Robbie, we really appreciate it, yo. It's been an honor. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's it's been fun, and I'll definitely I look forward to checking out your next episode.
Oh, that's what's up.
Word. Well, you enjoy your Saturday, sir, since you're in the future. We still on Saturday.
Yeah, that's
Friday
right. I'm on some Marty McFly shit. I'm just going to go get me a really giant, big can of Foster's and go and punch a crocodile in the face.
Oh,
yeah, good luck with that.
That's not a knife.
That's your fist.
Well, no doubt, man. Appreciate you and look forward to reading more of your stuff, too, man.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Peace.
All right. Peace.
That's what's up. That's good. Robbie, our boy. So I guess I'll see y'all next week then, right?
All right.
That's what's up.
Peace.
One.
Peace.
Earth extinct, crime killing and fear switch words of peace. I travel the expired sand, I unravel as the only man handled an entire trance. A hacksaw and a crack jaw, case a plan. I camouflage in Asian land. I saw the wrath, I walk and glance, I follow past, I draw a map, I caught a trap. The night grew, I see the bars, not a light view, I'm seeing Mars, I read the stars. Lonely ruins, home is humid, no intruments, older music, zones grouped in home sewage. I fuck extraterrestrial hoes, impeccable flows, glass head full of fro.
In a galactic rap shit to listen to. Afro, astronomical afro, cosmical afro, far from logical. In a galactic rap shit to listen to. Afro.
Signs of my rhyme line invasion. I'm impatient, time is wasting, lives are taken. Rhyme occasion, save lives are taking. Great time to take spaceship, fly away with it. Rape and take green alien bitches. Break and shake the speed of alien children. I rock steady, I drop heavy, you're not ready. Rock deadly, alien shot, alien not friendly. Heated the power, greetings beaming the hour. Humans seeing the beams of meteor showers. They have a plot to harvest coal. They wouldn't stop till all our home. Robbed for all the drones. Copped a lot of skulls to study brains. The bloody drains. Same slang, your muddy days. Our home got blown into smithereens. All flows not known of this energy.
In a galactic rap shit to listen to. Afro. Astronomical. Afro. Cosmical. Afro. Far from logical. In a galactic rap shit to listen to. Afro. Astronomical. Afro. Cosmical. Far from logical. In a galactic rap shit to listen to.
Trying to control him. I make the rules.
Going through the motions.
I'm watching grains of sand slip through my fingers in the cold wind. right here in the moment. My whole life they've been trying to control him.
I make the rules.
Going through the motions.
Going through the motions like oceans. Boasting the open or holding the toast is loaded. And pointing it at opponents. A Trojan's posted their horses. That's posing ready for war in a torrent. Seeing your horse in your room while your lady calling. Nothing stay the same. Face my pain like accusation pain. All up in the jungle. Banana clips and orangutan. Say my name. Not King Kong, but I take a plane. Bird's eye, boy meets world. Hoping to bang a change. Current state of mind is lethal to cerebral. Evil to Knievel. I need you, but I must leave you. Self-defenses are developed. Cause fucking people deceive you. Them mislead you. Hate it, they wanna be you. Clear that you niggas see-through. Transparent. I guess you're lucky if you have parents. Ignorance, I think I say you're chunky if you had carrots. What a stew. What to do? Fuck it, enjoy the view. From my high horse, that's wonderful. How lies could come for you. You could run and jump for the truth, but it'll come for you. You made your bed, not sleeping. And fuck if that shit is comfortable. I love the difference between loving and just fucking bitches. Fall in love, she fall in lust. Fuck it, we ain't coming different. Heartbroken, always numb. I ain't dealt with shit since maybe I can heal myself. Cause all my wounds are self-inflicted. Yourself is lifted if you realize you could be the boss. Breaking out the mental cage, kicking through cerebral cords.
I watch your brain sand slip through my fingers in the cold wind. I exist right here in the moment. My whole life they've been trying to control him.
I make the rules.
Going through the motions. I watch your brain sand slip through my fingers in the cold wind. I exist right here in the moment. My whole life they've been trying to control him.
I make the rules.
Going through the motions.
Representing MCs making a difference. If you'd rather listen, a chatter that has a mission, uplifting his ass, plus spitting these bars, stuffed with a few scars, touch you in your car while you ride to work, rhyme a slide in the skirt with the guys that immerse your eyes and ears with a verse. Don't fear if it hurts, truth is scary at first. Loops carry you through it with beverage and music. Do this for the love and the subtle buzz, or maybe get a hug and a lady tug. But mostly groceries and homies that quote me, so only see the flows, not clothes and high tops. All the fresh and impressing me, why not? My guess, unless we quit and I stop, hip hop will be fine on Joe or my watch. It's about time, at least by my clock. Seen it all, done it all, most of it if I recall. Summer, winter, spring, or fall, most of it's no fun at all. Seen it all, done it all, most of it if I recall. Yeah, I had a ball or two, nowadays nothing new. Seen it all, done it all, most of it if I recall. Summer, winter, spring, or fall, most of it's no fun at all. Seen it all, done it all, most of it if I recall. Yeah, I had a ball or two, nowadays nothing new. Nowadays, pay attention to what we say and mention. Don't just say and listen. Trust me, there is a difference. I don't give a damn. Me pen in my hand. We'll show on the man like Jenna once was. Caleb when she was Bruce. Hating, there's no excuse. Making this is the proof. God exists in the booth. That was they do as well. Send them all back to hell. First class VIP. God just take us to me. That's just how I feel. Cause surreal with rap. Some reveal their scraps to appeal on tracks. Not me, no way. So stop me, okay. You see us do it or get close to it. Music chose us, and it's got good taste. Copy me properly, you're what you should make. You're in the right place, look up a new grace. This is what we do, but just a few breaks. Seen it all, done it all, most of it if I recall. Summer, winter, spring, or fall, most of it's no fun at all. Seen it all, done it all, most of it if I recall. Yeah, I had a ball or two, nowadays nothing new. Seen it all, done it all, most of it if I recall. Summer, winter, spring, or fall, most of it's no fun at all. Seen it all, done it all, most of it if I recall. Yeah, I had a ball or two, nowadays nothing new. What you know about writing every day? Trying to get notes so you might get a play. By the right folks that like what you say.
types that approach you spoke every day. Same hope as yours is game close to war. More or less sure, being poor is pure. Speak from the heart, let the beast the charts. For the geek is smart that seek this art. Maybe beats in part, but speaks to spark fire under you, like Joan of Arc. Trying to do it, don't know if music useful or useless, like an appendix. Can't pay rent with words in a sentence. 7 to 3, I'm at the J-O-B. Either way, meet Joe and his NPC. Hoping that it's worth it, one day we'll see. Seen it all, done it all, must have been if I recall. Summer, winter, spring, or fall, must have missed the fun at all. Seen it all, done it all, must have been if I recall. Yeah, I had a ball or two, nowadays it's nothing new. Seen it all, done it all, must have been if I recall. Summer, winter, spring, or fall, must have missed the fun at all. Seen it all, done it all, must have been if I recall. Yeah, I had a ball or two, nowadays it's nothing new.
It's like a holiday. Call me Zilla, that Mexican, I bet he can. Shatter your mandible like his glass, got a heavy hand. I'm not a runner, I never ran. I ever met a man big enough to make me want to use an exit plan. Off the books, the meter, and probably off the hinges. Never a splinter in my ass, I don't sit on the benches. Won't ever Twitter that talk, that meek and shit'll lynch you. Ending your career with something lethal's what that shit'll get you.
V to the Zilla beater.
Craziest.
Everything I flip beater.
Craziest.
My mixtape versus beater.
Craziest.
And AOTP still the. It's like V to the Zilla Vita. Yo, everything I flip Vita. My mixtape versus Vita. And AOTP still the.
Craziest.
I'm a chameleon, adapt to any track that I'm about to wreck. What you expect from a nigga that ain't singing a check? What you expect from a Vandervan Livick slinger that tosses a couple zingers sounding better than your fucking set? Listen up, ain't nothing missing from this repertoire. Any chance to set it off, I let it off for y'all. I keep it gully like Bumble Gooses and Scullies. That dirty, dirty, muddy delivery to leave your mug and ugly. Get it raw, I'm still the same old cat that keeps a razor to buck 50 your face fast. If it's a race, I'm on the motherfucking final lap. Grab the microphone and give your back a little spinal tap. Come on, Zilla, nobody be fucking with you. Just listen to all these spitters sounding booty, you should call them shitters. They get the jitters whenever somebody mentions the monsters in the building full of pharaohs, filthy heavy hitters.
V to the Zilla beater.
Craziest.
Everything I flip beater.
Craziest.
My mixtape versus beater.
Craziest.
And AOTP still the.
Get it off of your chest. If you got something to say, then bring it to me, yo. This ain't that back and forth, me and you in the studio. This is that put him out of his misery. Never gonna do shit to me, bare knuckle brawler. You ain't about it, flow. I've been nice, I've been rice, I've been catching hell. Even though I make a flamethrower, Steve's ice. So cold, my steel toes are still put a hole in your soul. Like it's the only way you'll see Christ. For all the people that tell me, Zilla, you're gonna make it. To the critics that always crying how much they hate it. To all the bloggers, cyber suckers, and niggas that ain't never had a record. I'm just saying, assalamu alaikum. Keep it moving, I'm never gonna be not popping. In the under, a skill level was not option. Either get it or yes, you're getting forgotten. So if memory is serving me correct, what's your name?
V to the Zilla Vita.
Craziest.
Everything I flip beater.
Craziest.
My mixtape versus beater.
Craziest.
And AOTP still the.
Craziest.
It's like V to the Zilla Vita.
Craziest.
Yo, everything I flip beater.
real silly. Lives in the Bronx, but she comes from Philly. It's no secret that she smokes illy. Acting all wild like a dumb hillbilly. But there is Judy, she got a nice booty. Homeboy say she's a real fly cutie. I gotta do my duty to pull that beauty. But she stuck like glue to her main man Rudy. For the hickey, well, in the other room was a boyfriend, Ricky. Ricky was picky on the presence of Ricky. She told me that I had to make it a quickie. Her weed was busted, her mother was disgusted. Hit Vicky in the head with a jar of mustard. Vicky was an anger, she wanted to hang her, but all I wanted to do was bang her.
Nothing but phonies, cause me and my homeboys rode them like ponies.